Australian and French warships could be deployed together to the South China Sea to challenge Beijing's growing assertiveness in the disputed waters. The idea has been suggested by France's naval chief, who insists his nation remains a strong military power in the Pacific. Here's the ABC's defence reporter, Andrew Green.
They're 15,000 kilometres apart, but France and Australia share common security concerns.
The centre of gravity of the world is moving towards Asia and Pacific. The main part of our economic exchange are with the Pacific zone, and at the same time we see a strategic tension rising, for example, in South China Sea. These are the concerns that we are following.
For the past week, France's naval chief, Admiral Christophe Brazouk, has been in Sydney for an international maritime conference hosted by his Australian counterpart. He's discussed progress on Australia's ambitious $50 billion future submarine project, but insists the French-military relationship is much broader.
Our concern about international law, we want to protect it, we need it, and I think Australia is on the same position. But when you say something, you have to prove it, and this is why we are going in this region regularly.
Admiral Brazouk believes the South China Sea is one place Australia and France should work together to challenge Beijing's rapid militarisation of the crucial trading route.
We have many areas we want to work on, and this is one of the issues. Well, I have not yet defined what will we do together, but our analysis are very similar. And our deployment are very similar, so we're working on it.
Conducting joint patrols in the hotly contested waters is a proposal that has merit, according to Dr. Ewan Graham from the Lowy Institute.
There's an obvious overlap of interest between Australia and France. France has one of the few navies that can actually operate at such a distance globally. And for Australia, that's a real asset because our capacity is limited. So I think there is the making here for quite a productive partnership.
Australia has rejected US requests to sail within 12 nautical miles of contested islands to challenge China's claims. But Dr. Graham believes joint exercises with allies through the South China Sea are more likely.
Joint patrols and presence is part of ordinary business for Australia. What I think the advantage is to have France alongside is France is a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, so it carries that badge of legitimacy, and it makes the point to China and, for that matter, other claimants that this is an international concern.
That's Dr. Ewan Graham from the Lowy Institute with our reporter Andrew Green.